Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom's Money Melody. We haven't played you. We played it, I think, with Dan in the 11 o'clock hour. It's been a long show today, sitting in for Dawn. But, Henry, if you have ready in there, because I'm not sure it was on the list, Cory Booker gone after the arrest of Badia yesterday. I wanted people at this time to be able to hear that. But first, Robin Schaefer has come through big time again. President of Protect Our Coast, New Jersey, one of our great friends, particularly at the Jersey Shore. And if you think back a few years ago when we first started the summer White House at Mulligan's, he's the one that helped to spotlight something listeners got behind unbelievably. And through him, Mike Donohue, his organization, Great Lawyers, fundraising, etc., we were able to hold off these maniacs who wanted to destroy not only whales, dolphins, but the Jersey Shore. That's exactly what would have happened. And we seem to be at an inflection point where many of them are picking up and going home, but we're not quite done yet with that. And we'll continue every time we go there to highlight that. But Robin has been able to prevail upon the great Ron Jaworski to honor us with the football throw and then join us at Mulligan's. All right, Scott Presler, say hello to, I wonder how far Scott Presler will throw a ball. That's undetermined yet. I don't know if he'll participate or not. Dan will do it. I'll do it. We'll see. Let's go to Robin Schaefer, though, to get an update on what's happening. Hey, Robin. And again, thank you. Ron Jaworski, you were standing next to me. He was autographing stuff at one of your events in Avalon. And I think he said during tryouts when he was a rookie, he threw a ball over 80 yards.
Dom, great to be back on with you. He said he threw the ball 85 yards one time. And it's hard to believe, but then when you look at this man's hands and see how huge they are, I mean, they're just, it's incredible. He had God's gift given to him. And, you know, thank goodness he used his talents for the Philadelphia Eagles. And
yeah, the Polish rifle.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, and you're right, the hands. Now, over the last 5-7 years, they've started measuring the quarterback's hands. Kenny Two Gloves is not so much big-handed. And when it gets cold, very difficult. And a guy like Jaworski, not so difficult. So, Robin, I think he's going to be able to coach me up for an additional 10 yards.
So you're a right-hander, right?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to be slinging it sidearm this time, or are you going to go with more the overhand throw?
Oh, the overhand throw. I didn't think I did the last time. You thought it was a little too sidearmy, huh?
It had a little bit of that Kenny Stabler wobble to it, but I think with some coaching, I think you'll be just fine. I want to know if I can I get in on that competition?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can throw too, Robin, and we'll let Jaworski wow us in the beginning, and then the mere mortals will take a shot. The street is closed off right behind Mulligan's, as you remember, and yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. So that happens right before maybe 11:45 or so, we're thinking. 11:40, we'll be there at Mulligan's on Hildreth Avenue. Now, protect our coast, of course, New Jersey. How many things have we been through together with this? And thanks to you, and thanks to the emotional story of those whales, this has been stopped for now, but you guys grind on forward. Now you're involved with a major lawsuit involving, I guess, this outfit that's in North Jersey / New York.
Yeah, so we thought we had it more or less killed when Interior Secretary Doug Burgum came out and issued a halt work on all the work that was being done off of Long Island in New York,
mm-hmm.
and you know, off the shores of North Jersey, and then we got bad news, you know, that came through really unexpectedly, that in early May there had been an about face on this issue. And we found out that there was a deal made between, some kind of a deal between the state of New York and Kathy Hochul for a pipeline in exchange for putting these windmills. They call it Empire Wind off of, like I said, off of New York and New Jersey. And we call it the Evil Empire, or if you're a Star Wars fan, you know, it's the, you know, the Empire with Darth Vader and all mm-hmm. of that. So we're fighting them tooth and nail with everything we've got. We have great partners in this. Act for Whales, they're a grassroots group up in Nantucket, and Clean Ocean Action. Plus, we have over a dozen fishing groups. These are generational businesses that have stand to lose everything if Empire Wind is built. So this week we filed for a preliminary injunction. What we're seeking to do is get the administration stop work order, get that enforced again by the court and have them hear our case. We filed suit against the, believe it or not, Kingdom of Kingdom of Norway, against Equinor. Equinor is this company that's building this project. They're a foreign company that is owned by the Kingdom of Norway, the majority owned by the Kingdom of Norway,
right,
and also the administration. We just want them to do the right thing. And like you said, you've been with us every step of the way. You've educated your listeners about this. We've had tremendous support from all quarters on this. We had a statement. Chris Smith, Congressman Chris Smith, came out with a great statement this past week, talking about just how awful this project is. Jeff Van Drew has been leading the charge against these projects, and I was really glad to see that our good friend Jack Cittarelli won the nomination for New Jersey governor on Tuesday, because he is the only gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey that will see to it that offshore wind doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Anywhere along our shores.
Absolutely. Well, again, for listeners, this battle continues. we celebrate the fact they have to do more of that, that through your direction and all those others, we've been able to stop them to this point, but you're now trying to continue to free other places that need help. So, Robin, to that point, where do we go for Protect Our Coast NJ?
People can go to our Facebook and also visit us on X at NJ Coast _ Protect, or visit us on our website at protectourcoastnj.org. And again, I just want to thank everybody for their support. It really has taken thousands of small donations to get us to the point where we can fight back against these big oil and gas companies that are developing these projects.
It's one of the best stories I've ever seen. Robin, we'll see you a week from today.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Robin. Robin Schaefer here on Talk Radio 1210. Do hope you come to Mulligan's. We have a crew. We also have Lorraine Rinaldi this time, the woman who wrote the book Gravy Wars. She's designing the ballot box. Roe and others are directors of elections, the mayor, some law enforcement. You'll be able to cast your ballot when you come into Mulligan's. People may solicit you and say, come on, it's sauce, and tell you why. Don't listen to that. Go right to the gravy vote. You'll sign your name. You'll sign it on the ballot and put it in the ballot box. And maybe at about 2:45, we will deliver the official vote on this. And various Italian organizations that have publications and online sources, they're going to publish it. Can't ask for anything better than that. The official word. You can file, you can go to court, you can do anything else. You're still not going to win. The case of Giordano versus Sauce is next. Your Honor, come on. It's gravy. Case closed. All right, so all that is in play. I'm coming to your calls next, 855-839-1210. I want to play Cory Booker, though, first, Amber, if we have that. We played it earlier today.
Is this him, like,
yeah,
spazzing out?
Yes.
All right, yeah,
I got it. This is Spartacus now. Bow to Zod, you know. Bow to your king. That this whole idea that wherever these senators go or these congressmen and they just say, I'm in Congress, let me see whatever they want to see. This with this Padilla guy who shows up wanting to duke it out with Kristi Noem. Now, look, taking him out of there. Yeah, it was fun to see this. You know, in Dom's world, what I would have done. Let's go toe-to-toe with this clown right here. Right here, take him apart. That's what I believe in. But, you know, it might encourage others just to jump up and start arguing, too, versus just the normal media scrum. They, in many cases, they just want to shout you down. They don't want to really have a debate. And it's her news conference. They have no right to disrupt it. But if it were me, I would say, yeah, you got to be kidding me, buddy. Engage him a little bit. You can meet me for the afterward. That's your right as senator. I'll hear you. But you're just disrupt. This is just political theater. That's all that it is. And this guy was handled properly, but not according to Cory Booker. Corey?
If you can make Alex Padilla forcibly kneel before this executive, when does it stop?
Kneel.
He's a United States senator. And if you could force him to kneel to his knees violently, when does it stop? What does it say to other Americans who want to speak up? What does it say to other Americans that want to exercise their constitutional duty? What does it say to other Americans this weekend when they want to peacefully protest? What does it say to other Americans from humble backgrounds who know poverty? That if a United States senator who stands up to do his job can be made to heel, driven to his knees, violently handcuffed, what does it say? What message does it send? Everybody in this body should see that this is a crossroads. They treated a member of the United States Senate violently after he identified himself, dragged him out of a room, threw him upon the ground, and put him in handcuffs. Every member of this body should object to that. Why? Because the statement was that he was disrespectful. That is unacceptable. That is offensive. That is un-American. When you drive a man to his knees in the United States of America, that is wrong, that is wrong, that is wrong. This is a test. This is a crossroads. This is a day in which the character of this body will be defined.
All right, then. Their leading figure after the 24-hour stunt, okay? No, I wouldn't have said disrespectful. I would have said disruptive. This is her press conference. But I would have probably handled it differently. Bring this fish in. Come on in, buddy. Let's go. Let's talk the Mexican flag, buddy. Let's talk your corrupt party. Let's talk about your hatred of the country. Let's talk about all of it. But it was her news conference. She's an official. It's not the usual duke it out. He's completely wrong. It's just disruptive. That's the only word for it. And if you won't stop after the initial thing, you're told this is her news conference. You're not a member of the media that's credentialed to do that. You can't get at her that way. You can request under the guise of Congress that you meet with her. Okay. If she doesn't, you can then go on a tirade explaining to the world how she's a coward and won't be with you. That's all fair. But you don't get to this is just like the in traffic thing. It's the same thing. They have in their mind that's freedom of speech. I've had it happen to me. They show up at the event, and I had the Civil Affairs Department of Philadelphia Police say they're going to give each one of these people disrupting my event with the governor a minute to make their argument. There are like 50 or 60 of them. Are you kidding me? That's not freedom of speech. It's not their event. If they want to ask a question as a member of the audience, you know my thing, why Republicans should do these events. You can ask a question, do live events. But after the answer, after a legit period of time that you just keep on and other people can, then you're going to be removed. That's what this was. That's all that it was. They don't have a right to just say, Congress, here's my badge. I can disrupt everything. Doesn't work that way. All right, right now, though, for a big prize, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a pair of lawn tickets. It's happening this weekend to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band at the Mann Center, Philadelphia, this Sunday, June 15, 2025. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today, you know, side question, we're asking for something that everyone seems to love, but right. You're just kind of like, right. Yeah. I don't get it. And this band that I'm about to play you, I don't get it at all. I know Dan's a big fan of them. That little clue there for y'all out there. But I just don't get it. They maybe have 1.5 good songs in my estimation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm going to play this British grunge rock band. I'm going to play them covering Glen Campbell, an actually good and talented artist. I want to know the name of the band covering Glen Campbell. Not a bad rendition, though. I'll give them that much.
I have come to a profound recognition of how good Glen Campbell is. I know you're
my totally.
Dad. Oh, you were. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. And Dan has seen my point about Tom Jones, other than the glitz and the whole joking about it.
Yeah.
As an in-person entertainer, you know, the guy, particularly with, who is it? Tom Jones and... it'll come to me. The real died at the age of 27.
Oh, Janis.
Janis Joplin. Yeah, it's shocking to see the two of them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so hit us with that, and you are off to see very good band this weekend. You're off to see Ringo Starr and his all-star, STAR, band, 855-839-1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, today looking for these things that a lot of people seem to like camping, but universal. All three of us agree on this. Henry, Dan, and I, we don't. That's what we're looking for on your side. Let's hear the clue. Boy, I have trouble with all these covers. Yeah. Very few times today. The Joe Pesci cover was funny, and the
that was good. The
Taylor Swift cover of the Great Eminem was hilarious. But my God,
yeah, this one. Yeah. The more I listen to this one, the tougher it gets.
Jack and Jameson. Hey, Jack, who is that covering that classic?
That would be somebody. That would be a Dan man. That would be your Radiohead.
All right, nicely played, Jack. All right, good play. Glad you got the... Yes.
By the way, I'm 72, and I know I can throw a football 40 yards.
Ooh. All right, well, then show up at Mulligan's, and we'll see.
When is that, Don? I'll find out. I'll go on the internet.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to have you down. It's a big day. It's next Friday, the 20th of June, Mulligan's in Wildwood. Noon to 3.
If I can make it, Don, I'll be there.
All right, bring a football, too. Bring your own ball. Doesn't have to be regulation. It counts. Thank you, Jack.
Those Whistler footballs.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, well, you know, Jaworski's going to take me aside for a little bit there. Robin has promised. Look at the arc. Look at the flow. I couldn't find Stick'Em the last time. I tried a Walmart. It was bad Stick'Em. Stick'Em's allowed. I believe in Stick'Em.
Interesting. I feel like I wouldn't want Stick'Em if I was trying to throw it for distance.
Yeah, it's all in the grip. I haven't seen the size.
I like a loose grip. I like let it fly, you know, let it fly.
I need to feel that I have control of it. Otherwise, I think my hands are normal size, not big enough to just... And Jaworski's hands, he's right, are enormous for a guy his size. So... if he throws the ball 80 yards now, that would be... We'll have to have some official measuring, Johnny. Johnny Z, get out there.
Get the tape measure.
Get the tape measure. I'm going to bring my driver just in case there's an opportunity to outdrive him, too. All right. So, Jack, you're off to see Ringo Starr. Enjoy. I've been waiting. Let me take a couple calls, and I want to play RFK Jr. on something that's in the Big Beautiful Bill that is very... interesting to me, concierge doctors and $75 per month healthcare program, meaning a gym, things of that nature. So It's going to be old, like old style healthcare. I'll play you that in a moment. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, though. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys. Before I get to the answer, I just wanted to wish you and now Dan a very happy Father's Day weekend. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves.
Well, thank you, Robert. Dom, same to you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time. Touching on what Joe from Columbus said, he might have been right about like some of the family trips, but we are definitely a camping and beach family because those were the only trips that the kids always enjoyed. I was always a camper. We've been on 25, 30 trips, and it's just something they're going to take their kids on. And it's a very enjoyable thing, especially when you camp by the beach. That's the ideal. Go to the beach for a couple hours and come back and you're camping, man. And it's a wonderful thing. But my answer to the side question is going to be Walt Disney World. Now, because of what it's done politically, I mean back in the day, like in the late 90s when we went, and it was just, if you weren't a little kid, it was lame. I mean, it was just lame. My older kids were kind of bored there. None of the rides were exciting. It was all geared for kids, and that's a great thing. The kids had a blast, but we like places like Busch Gardens, man. You know, you go there,
okay.
And that's an amusement park, you know?
Yeah. But, how are the lines at Busch Gardens, though? At Disney, they keep you moving, but it's brutal.
They were not that bad, and we went during peak season, too. You know, they have so much stuff there that it's really spread out. There's a lot of rides that people like, so that kind of spreads the crowd out because there's so many, you know, at Disney, there's only a few big attractions, and that's why you got the lines. Something like camping and a beach and an amusement park, you cannot miss with those things. But I'm going to go with Disney World as my side answer, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Robert. That is a really good answer here, too. We've really, who was it that went after a sacred cow? Was it Gary of Newtown? The Mummers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement with him.
Yeah, I've only been like once, and I was like, can I just get out of here?
No, the back-end parking thing, it's rare that you see people with a truck, I'll say it, sexism too, mainly women, that can just efficiently back in very quickly. If you can do that, not bother anybody. The back-end parking, though, that's almost as big of a deal as the sauce gravy. I'm convinced, though. If you're a back-end parker, you probably say sauce. Just saying. That's what happens. Yeah. You probably say niche, too. Nobody in Mulligan's is going to say niche on Friday. Can we agree with that? Henry and Dan, well, Dan will be there. That's true.
I'm going to say it. And I hope everyone comes and backs in their parking spaces as well.
Where does that come from, though? I don't think that's generational. Maybe it is. Are people under 30 or under 35, Danscape, whatever, saying niche and people over 35 saying niche?
Yeah, I wonder what, like, I feel like I picked it up from some sort of movie or TV show where they say niche. It has to be.
And then there's the whole thing. Aunt, I don't care how it sounds to you. It's not aunt. Suddenly we're not royal.
No, I'm not an auntie type of guy.
And it's not just between you and I. I had a guy want to get rid of my teaching credentials I sent him down to the office, community college. He wanted to look them up. And so I told him, no, buddy, it's not just between you and I. It's not, well, that sounds better. That's the problem. It's me. Well, me doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we've done shows on these little picadillos. The back end, though. You're back in the car, Henry.
No, I've never done that. Okay, no, please. Okay. I drive a sedan. I drove one of those monster trucks that like needs to back in. Yeah, sure. But everyone else, if you're doing that, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Wasting everyone's time.
Richard in Westchester has been holding it all together. Hey, Richard.
Greetings. The gentleman or the commissioner from Lehigh Valley, does he not fall under the same niche as the attitude of those two people that were inhibiting that black woman from getting to work and laughing at her?
I mean, they're all the same. And my mission is to get them on Monday's show. You know that, you know.
I saw a picture of him. I bet you a dollar there's no way he comes on your show.
Well, yeah, I hear you. And Richard, I'm going to try to get on, if I can find the thing, this minister who I went on his radio show on a primarily African-American station. So we get along enough. But he was adamant that he had to write to block me in traffic or even somebody rushing to get their kid after school because the message is bigger than that. They've been allowed to get away with just this simple thing. That constitutional, you have no right to stop you or me from traffic, from moving forward.
except when it happens to them, then it's different.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a fundamental thing. So we'll see if irons will come on. How about your answer today? What's the thing you don't get?
Keep the ball, keep the ball. Soccer, run here, run there, fall down, hurt my leg, and have a connection.
I agree with you. My biggest gripe on soccer, I've thought about this long and hard, is this. The problem is this. And maybe I don't understand it at the most strategic level. Any sport where the greatest, arguably, one of the five greatest athletes, if not the greatest, when I watched him, sadly, if he were alive today, you'd see it more, Pelé, bicycle kick. Mm-hmm. I mean, unbelievable. He was held to under a goal a game. If you can do that to a guy like that,
yeah.
It just says that there's just, it's out of bounds. And when you have a term like nil, because there's so many zeros,
mm-hmm.
It's out of bounds. And I know people that are aficionados, Henry, see all the things that I may not. You may see it more.
No.
I mean, I know sports, and I see I see stuff they do. It's more subtle.
Yeah.
But there's got to be more scoring. Even ice hockey is marginal, but they score usually 8 to 9 goals a game.
Yeah, it was 9 goals last night.
Yeah, right. So there can be things like that, and there's a lot of hitting. There's a lot of other stuff that's visible. This, though, the field is so long, so mm-hmm. wide, et cetera, and there's a lot of dawdling and the ball just going back and forth. How do you get that crazy over that? Because wars and people, they bit off the ears of Grecian referees one time over one goal, because that one goal is so important. I guess there's something wrong with that as a draw.
It's the anticipatory factor that's playing in.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've only ever been to like a one Philadelphia Union game.
Okay.
It was a 1-0 game, and they didn't score until like the 83rd minute. But like that whole time, we're just like, man. And then they finally did it, and we went crazy. But
it'd be like basketball ending up 2-0 or 3 or something like that.
Yeah, pre-shot clock basketball.
On the same thing, what degrades basketball in the NBA, if you're just running up and down, jacking up threes, well, then it's going to be the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it's going to take away some of the appeal. It'd be football without field goals. And making it back in the day with defenses dominant. People are not going to watch. Well, the only thing in football, we do have a first down, which is in soccer, they're advancing the ball, but getting a first down is so clear and so dramatic.
Yeah.
That's the appeal.
Totally.
Yeah. That's a good answer then, Richard. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get in yours. Coming up, I want to play you RFK Jr. talking about what's in the big, beautiful bill around health care that is pretty unusual, to put it mildly. 855-839-1210. First, though, let's talk about unusual quality of health care, dental care in this case. When it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. Too much of dentistry are quick fixes. You deserve the expert long-term care you get from my friend and dentist for 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently, I had a chance to talk with Joyce, met her over at Dr. Bentz's, a listener and a new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist, her dentist for years, who told her, Joyce, it's time. You just need dentures. Well, Joyce told me she may be vintage, but she's not old, and dentures were not for her. So she set up an appointment with Dr. Bentz and his team, and Joyce could not be happier. The dentist you choose does matter. Dr. Bentz certainly matters. The latest technology. Somebody who's looking and knows every option. Great skill. He's got a lot of confidence, too, that comes from being able to do this well. So call Dr. Bentz, meet with him and his team, get that initial evaluation, get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, BENTZ, 610-272-6949.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is Dom time. Hit us with that. Boy, a lot of the backing people on Twitter coming back there. All right, I get your argument of safety. It's the same thing as the sauce and gravy. We differ on this. But here's RFK Jr. Now, what's in the big, beautiful bill? I found this to be the lane that he's in that I really like. Innovative, but kind of going back to the old form of health care. He talks about a new program, concierge doctor, things of that nature. Here's what RFK Jr. said.
I know that you feel strongly about the big, beautiful bill. Tell us what the impact is on HHS for you.
Well, it's going to open up. It's going to help us do what we need to do with health care in this country, which is to improve the quality of our health care and lower the cost. And give Americans more choice. One of the things that it allows health savings accounts, which are very popular with the American people, so that you can put pre-tax money aside to pay for certain things that are relevant to health care. For example, gym memberships will be paid for. For $75 a month, under this bill, you'll be able to get a concierge doctor who is available 24 hours a day, every day of the week, every day of the year. And you'll be able, and you won't get a bill for it. You won't have to file insurance claims. It's just like old style health care, but it's for $75 a month. We're also going to allow the creation of on-site medical centers by employers at factories, at workplaces where workers can get treated for free. So somebody won't have to leave work for 4 or 5 hours to get a medical checkup. They'll be able to do that on site. There are many, many other really great things in this bill that
very
we need
interesting.
To get passed.
I look forward.
All right, so there's a few things he's sketching out there. That sounds revolutionary, back to the future kind of. So we'll see how that plans out. You know, I feel we're bogging down with the big, beautiful bill. And if these guys, if I had to set the over and under now, that this is going to be on the president's desk by July 4th. You realize the Senate, at their dawdling pace, God, has to, I don't even know if they come back till Tuesday. They have to go through this. We have to have it passed in the Senate. This week is the 16th coming up. God. Then it's got to go back to the House and the back and forth. So let's say, not this week, but sometime in the middle of next week, the Senate has a bill. and it goes to the House, and the negotiating and the back and forth go on, and we expect the president will get that on July 4th. I know President Trump's tried to prod by saying, all right, guys, the report is if you don't get it by July 4th, that's okay. We just need to get this big, beautiful bill, get the timeline, get it done. If they're not under a draconian time pressure, these time wasters are amazing. If this is the most important thing to win the midterms, help the American people, keep the tax cuts, how about coming in on Mondays? My goodness. Can you see them on July 3rd? We're actually going to see this come to fruition. All the time we go through this, this is critical to have this happen. Air raid sirens in Israel. Israel, Tel Aviv is where we were in Tel Aviv when we went there for a few days. Beautiful spot. But Tel Aviv is where they usually hit. And apparently some missiles have gotten through. They've set off hundreds. But the Israeli defenses are layered and are very good to shoot these down. And the Scuds, if these were Scuds, are not that accurate. So there don't appear to be widespread damage or casualties in Israel. If this is the best that Iran has, you know what the threat of Iran is. Terrorist action. And that's a threat we face. The other threat is these idiots who are probably watching TikTok all day long are being told this is genocide again. Israel attacking these nuclear scientist generals and the alleged nuclear area for Iran. And they were pinpoint. They did a lot. And I think they sucked them in that they were not ready for them. It was a great cover story by the United States and by Israel to get this done. So we have that going on. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll come to you next. It is the lightning round. You hit us with something that is widely viewed well, but is not popular with you. Your name goes into the hat. We'll choose a winner for this week. Thanks to Jim Harvey over at Gallows for supplying that prize each week. Just a reminder, though, I've never been more thrilled, and I'm always thrilled. Mulligans, we actually have our own shirts for it. It is the Summer White House. They've designed, Johnny and his wife have designed a new shirt this year. And to bring Ron Jaworski there, the football throw, his commentary on the Eagles, Scott Presler, and then all the other things we have going on. This is the place to be. Hope that you'll make it down to Wildwood, maybe make it a day, stay over. What are you going to do, whatever you're going to do, or if you're anywhere near there, you got to stop and you got to vote in the gravy sauce thing and meet all these people. A lot of them callers, like the Earl of Tacony and Dave of Somerset, Drew of Upper Darby, sometimes Robert, sometimes Leslie there. I don't know if Trump is going to do an appearance in Wildwood again. I would say, you know, it's so-called Indian summer right after a few weeks into September or something like that, maybe stretching into October to really rally for Jack Cetarelli. But the more I see, wow, this Mikey Sherrill and her nonsense, she doesn't know anything about the millions of dollars she and the husband have accrued. He handles that. Can you imagine? And the media, helicopter pilot, which is true. We recognize her veteran service. But that's the ticket they're going to use versus what she'll actually do if she becomes governor. It will not be good. Cetarelli will reform any number of things that we've been talking about. Get rid of the sanctuary state, the plastic bags. So, conservative justices on the Supreme Court there. Just it'll be a different state, even with a divided legislature. Okay. Jump in at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Hit us with your best shot. Something that, you know, we're headed to Wildwood. People enamored with the golf cart and all throughout the Wildwoods, like it's the villages. That was the premise from Dan. He went with camping and something that you just don't, not for you, even if it's pretty wildly popular. Richard in Summerdale, and I got to say, I'm not seeing as much of this. I may be wrong. The summer season is the place to judge. Is this still that prominent? Richard, you got a good one. What's yours?
Yeah, I don't understand how all these people get tattoos all over their body. I've seen beautiful girls that are absolutely gorgeous, and they're covered with tattoos, and it absolutely detracts from them, I believe.
I would agree, at least with you, with the sleeve. You can be the most beautiful woman. You got a sleeve, and I just think it's pretty distracting from that. Henry, do you concur?
Okay, so there's two tools of thought with this one. I think if you have a bunch of individual tattoos spread out across your body, I don't think that's a good look. However, if you do have a sleeve, half sleeve, full sleeve, whatever it may be, I do think that looks good because it's uniform.
Ah, even with females.
Yes, especially with females.
Richard, it's balls in your court. What do you say?
Yeah, well, I'd like a small, intimate little tattoo, maybe on their shoulder or something like that.
Okay.
Whole body, that's terrible, you know.
Okay. It's the line is crossed there, Richard. Now, I have not seen it as much at the Jersey Shore. I'm saying it's not as proliferating at quite a rate that it was. We'll have to judge that. How many people will be walking into Mulligan's next Friday with a tattoo? There'll be about 150 people there. I'd say under 10. That's visible.
I was going to set it at 25.
All right. Well, keep score of that. Keep score, Dan. Put that on there. Jay in Orlando. Hello, Jay. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How are you guys this afternoon?
Great, Jay. Thanks for listening in Orlando.
Yeah, absolutely. And once in a while, the Odyssey app works.
Good.
Hey, I missed a lot of your show, but Dan was grateful enough to catch me up to speed on what the question was. But I wanted to give you some insight as to why people would back into parking spots.
Okay.
There are two principal reasons that I can think of. One is they've spent time on an oil and gas rig where it's mandatory to back in case there's an evacuation. And the second is if you've ever had a corporate car with with your company and you have to take a driver safety course, they make you back in.
Okay.
Because like 95% of the accidents in parking lots happen when people are backing out of their parking spot.
All right. I've heard those things. It's good that you brought them up. I would tell you this, too. Did you ever notice the people that let the car running when they're waiting, like they're robbing a bank? That's another one of the things I go with this. So, Nick, what is it that you don't get that people do?
Rolling through a stop sign.
Oh, well, come on now. It's a Philadelphia trip. I might be...
The South Philly roll, not
oh, yes.
to me.
All right. Well, I got to admit, I might be guilty of that. Rose on me all the time for that. The 2-foot drive, got a lot of fans of that. The rolling, though, it's called the Jersey roll, I think, too, or Baltimore. The Wire had something for it.
Everyone's rolling. Okay. Everyone in the Northeast Corridor.
Joe and Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. I'm skeptical of this interest in artificial intelligence. As it continues to develop,
right.
AI will acquire a sovereignty of its own and represent a threat to humanity.
I agree with you, Joe. Big time. Hey, Earl, we only have about 30 seconds. What's yours today?
Mine would be marijuana. I mean, the people that are all for it are just really all gung-ho. But when you smell it, you get that taste in your mouth. I can't imagine it taking it from the source. It'd be like coating your tongue with driveway sealant. They can't enjoy any fruit or drink, you know, with just all of that gunk on their tongue.
Gotcha, Earl. How many people will be coming in with weed at Mulligan's? Answer is none. All right, so Henry says 25 out of 150 are going to be wearing tattoos. Mm-hmm. I'll be taking the tattoo cap. All right, Henry, who do we have today?
Yeah, I'm going to take two because I think they're the two I disagree with the most.
Okay.
I'm going to take Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Disney World. I enjoy Disney World. I think it's a good spot. And then the other one I'm going to take off is Jay in Orlando with the rolling stops. I do that all the time.
Right.
Look, I'm going to wait 3 whole seconds at the stop sign? No, please. Give me a break.
I like Robert's. It was a heck of a call. Let's put Robert into the hat. Let's do our roll call of the week and get a winner.
All right, so Monday, we're asking for an all-time great ending. Kurt and Bluebell said the Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
Tuesday, we asked for something associated with Los Angeles. Joe and Columbus said that Beach Boy lifestyle. Wednesday, we did ask for something that you do, but you don't necessarily want to do. Marty in South Jersey said a prostate exam. Woof. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time jerk, Drew and Upper Darby with Ty Cobb, and you heard it here. something that everyone loves, but you just don't get it. We went with Robert and Ben Salem in Disney World. Now, if we put all of those into the hat here, get a drum roll going. Boom! That is a number three. Marty in South Jersey, you're this week's winner.
All right, Marty, and you are off to the great Rowan I Love It There at Gallo's. $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Say hello to Bob Harvey there. Just wonderful stuff at both locales. All right, that wraps up for this week. Monday and Tuesday, I'll be with you from the Wildwood Convention Center at my undisclosed broadcast location there. And then a week from today, don't forget, Mulligan's with all the things that we have planned. We'll get through tomorrow here in Philadelphia, but we'll talk about it definitely on Monday. I believe Mike Opelka is back sitting in for Rich today. Mike, welcome back. Follow me on Twitter. We'll keep you up on everything until Monday at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show and 1210. Dan, Henry, and everybody else, have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.